Hey there, and welcome back to Kiwi Real Estate Inside Out. It's Denise here, and yes, we've got another episode packed with strategies to help you thrive as an agent in Aotearoa. And this time, we're talking all things blogging. Lee, are you ready for this?
You know it, Denise. If you'd told me years ago that agents would be competing on Google search rankings and telling stories online, I would have said, well, I'd have raised an eyebrow or two. But here we are. Blogging is, frankly, a game changer in 2025 for building trust and reaching prospective clients where they actually are.
For sure. It's not just about the web traffic. Though get this, blogging can drive over 1,000% more traffic than just relying on social media posts alone. I mean, that's a stat that still blows my mind. But more importantly, every post is a chance for an agent to answer local questions, showcase your expertise, and build those relationships we always talk about.
Exactly. We see it over and over when agents share local market updates, case studies from their actual clients, even practical property tips for first home buyers. They become the go-to person in their community. Like we discussed in our episode about building your brand, you got to give value up front before people want to work with you.
Absolutely. And, you know, an agent out in Hawke's Bay, she took this advice to heart. She doubled her inquiries in just 2 months, simply by posting about new developments in her suburb and sharing weekly before and afters from her listings. She wasn't shouting, "Buy from me." She was showing she knows what buyers and sellers want to hear right now in her patch.
And that's the crux. It's authority and trust wrapped up in a blog post. Plus, it gives Google what it wants, fresh, helpful content, which helps you get discovered by folks searching homes for sale in Massey or property tips for families near Rotorua. Everyone wins.
Exactly right. And the best performing Kiwi agent blogs all seem to have that mix. Regular market bites, practical advice, and a sprinkle of personal story. People want more than listings. Remember, if your blog is stale or all about you, you'll get skipped. 2025 is about serving the reader, not your ego.
And if you're listening and thinking, am I too late to start? The best time to start a blog was 10 years ago. The next best is today. Stick with us, and we'll break down how to get started the right way. So let's say you're sitting there thinking, fine, I'll start a blog, but what on earth do I write about that won't put my readers to sleep? Denise, what makes for blog content that's actually interesting and gets the phone ringing?
Great question, Lee. And if I had a dollar for every agent who started out with just sold or contact me on every post, let's dive in. First, it really starts with knowing the questions your clients are already asking. Write blog posts that answer those. How do I prepare my house for a winter sale? What's happening with Tauranga prices in 2025? Stuff you discuss every day, right?
Totally. And you want to sprinkle in good keyword research. It doesn't have to be high tech. Just Google a topic, see the people also ask, and use phrases your ideal clients would search for. Best neighborhoods for families in Christchurch. First-time buyer pitfalls in Hamilton. These things drive real results because that's what people type into Google.
And don't forget, storytelling lifts the facts off the page. Tell a little story about the retired couple who downsized and found community by the beach, or a step-by-step of a client who navigated the buying process. Personal, but always keeping the client, not yourself, as the star.
Yeah, and about that, one of the biggest mistakes agents make is being too generic or, on the other side, just making it an ego trip. I once reviewed a Waikato agent's blog. Every post was, "Why I'm the best. Look at my latest win." Engagement was, let's say, non-existent. When she switched things up to focus on community spotlights and answering common property questions, her following improved.
That's spot on. Another trap is being too salesy. If your blog reads like an endless sales pitch, readers will bounce faster than a kid off a trampoline. Your blog should help, not just sell. Offer advice, homeownership stories, and market insights. Save hardcore selling for your listing pages.
So here's a question for you, Denise. How do you advise agents to balance promoting themselves, showing personality, and still packing in practical value?
Oh, great one. You weave in your brand by being genuine and knowledgeable, not just shouting about your CV. For example, write about the local school's community garden. Highlight your local involvement, but make the story about what buyers or sellers can expect if they move there. Show you get the local pulse, and you'll naturally stand out.
So, agents, if the heart of your content isn't "What does my reader care about?" you're missing the mark. Lead with value. Let your expertise shine through, and your inquiries will follow.
All right, so you've got topic ideas circling. Next up, how do you actually get the darn thing written and posted with everything else on your plate? Well, Lee, I still love Google Trends for up-to-date content ideas, especially for seeing what's trending in, say, Christchurch or Nelson that month.
And of course, there's Canva for visually jazzing up your posts. You don't need to be a graphic designer. Just pick a sharp template, maybe drop in before and after shots, or use those just-sold graphics sparingly. Google Calendar for scheduling. Can't tell you how many agents let their blog once-a-month plan die by March. Block out time. Set reminders. Treat it like a client meeting.
And don't get me started on WordPress. You don't need to be a techie to get a basic blog running. Plus, scheduling posts in advance takes off the pressure. But here's another trick. Invite local experts. I launched a neighborhood series in Tauranga a few years back, inviting small business owners, principals, even a local rugby coach to contribute a post or an interview. Not only did I get new perspectives, but I ended up invited to speak at their business association. Blogging built bridges offline, not just online.
Love that. Content calendars are your friend. Plan out your posts, batch write if you can, and don't go it alone. If you're writing about property inspections, maybe invite a local builder for a Q&A. Makes your blog both more useful and more credible.
And don't forget, tools like ChatGPT or Jasper AI can help with drafts and brainstorming if you get stuck. Just don't let AI sound like AI. Edit it. Add your flavor. Check for Kiwi context. And analytics, Google Analytics, even just your blog's built-in dashboard, helps you see what topics are landing best with your audience. Double down on what's working.
Yeah, I always say what gets measured gets managed. Whether it's page views, shares, or the number of comments, let data guide you. And if writing's not your forte, consider outsourcing a post or two. Plenty of platforms can match you with real estate-focused writers, but always review and localize it for your market.
Bottom line, use the tools, build a routine, collaborate with your community, and don't let perfect be the enemy of done. Your blog will grow legs when you build momentum and show up consistently. So, Lee, a blog that no one sees is, well, not much help to anyone, right? Let's get into how agents can actually get eyes on those posts once they hit publish. Social media is a no-brainer. Facebook, Instagram stories, even LinkedIn if your crowd's there. Share snippets, tease the juiciest line or stat, always with a punchy image or video.
And don't sleep on local Facebook groups or community forums. Commenting thoughtfully, not just dropping your link, invites more engagement. Local event boards and newsletters are gold mines for relevant blog mentions, too. If you're covering best neighborhood parks, tag the council or sports clubs, and they'll often reshare it for you.
Exactly. And then there's the power move, the email newsletter. A monthly roundup of your latest blog posts keeps you top of mind, and when you share a real success story, encourage readers to forward it to friends or family in the market. That's how you turn casual readers into advocates. And please, for the love of everything, add social sharing buttons. Make it easy for people to spread the word for you.
You know something else? Repurposing your best blog content into quick videos or infographics for Reels, TikTok, or YouTube Shorts. We touched on video in our last branding episode. Video content and blog posts play really nicely together. And I'll admit, sometimes a 30-second preview leads people to actually read the whole article on your site. It's about meeting people where they are, right?
Definitely. And one thing I want to stress, get into the comments. Respond to feedback and questions. Every reply is a little micro-relationship. And that matters in New Zealand's everyone knows everyone world. Promotion isn't just blasting out. It's pulling readers into a conversation.
And make sure to track where your leads and requests are really coming from. Did someone find you through a Facebook link, Google search, or your email newsletter? Use short links or even just ask in your inquiry forms, how did you hear about us? That closes the loop and helps you double down where it counts. So let's wrap this up with the question every results-driven agent wants to know. How do I know if my blog's actually working? Denise, where do you check first?
I always start simple. Page views, time on page, number of comments, and of course, leads generated through calls, site forms, or DMs mentioning my content. If you're getting solid traffic but zero new contacts, your calls to action might be buried or bland. Experiment. Try a more direct book evaluation link or invite conversation at the end of your post.
Good point. And I'd add, watch for engagement rates. Are readers clicking from post to post or bouncing away after a few seconds? What's getting shared most on social or in your email newsletter? Don't just guess. Analytics are there to take out the mystery.
Listen to your comments and feedback, too. If people keep asking for school zone details or asking, what's the catch with this new build law? You've struck gold. Lean into those topics. You're not just measuring numbers. You're listening for content gaps and doubling down on what your readers care about. Survey them if you're feeling brave.
And don't just chase the big metrics. Sometimes it's the little wins. A homeowner calls after reading a niche blog about flood zone risks, or a local group invites you to speak because of a community post. That stuff. It doesn't always show up on a spreadsheet, but it matters for your pipeline and your reputation.
Absolutely. And review your analytics at least quarterly. Spot which posts get traction and see if you can update or expand those. If your first homebuyer checklist post is a hit, turn it into a series or an ebook. Optimization never stops.
To sum it up, track, refine, repeat. Let the data guide you, but always put your audience first. That's the secret sauce to transformative results, not just in page views, but in real relationships with Kiwi clients.
Right you are, Lee. Okay, folks, that's a wrap on today's episode. If you're ready to dig deeper into any of these topics, check out our previous episodes, especially our chat about building your brand and embracing digital tools. We'll be back soon with more practical tips for NZ agents. Lee, as always, thanks for your insight and quick wit.
The pleasure's all mine, Denise. Blogging might sound daunting, but you start small and stay consistent. The results do come. Till next episode, folks, kia kaha out there.
Thanks for tuning in to Kiwi Real Estate Inside Out. Ka kite anō.